Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland. It's Monday already. Isn't it amazing how fast the time flies? Yep, I'm flying solo once again. My partner, I will say that, I won't even add the end crime part, Robert Mangino will be here on a later shift. So we are here flying solo, but I'm not alone in this hour. I have got a very special guest because this is a very special time in our city's history. I say it's a very special time because, you know, we have a tendency to use the word anniversary, and we use it, I think, a lot of times inappropriately. You know, anniversaries tend to be for like wedding celebrations. They should be happy occasions, but we are marking a 2-year mark tomorrow. And in fact, the mayor, the city mayor, Bill Peduto, has called for a moment of silence at 9:54 a.m. for a moment of silence, a moment of reflection, because that is the exact time of the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. That is the moment we are reflecting on right now with Rabbi Jeffrey Myers. Rabbi, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Lynn. Thanks for the invitation.
And it is a time for reflection. It is a time to remember, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's a lot to think about, not merely for the Tree of Life, but 2 years later, where are we as a society?
You know what? And that's interesting because I actually went back and listened to an interview that you did on the 1 year mark. 1 year later, and some of the things you said a year ago, that this was an incident that brought people together on a healing path, that many of us had formed new purposes, that we had sprouted new relationships, that we had drawn new attention to mass violence. Now you look a year from that point. What are your thoughts? What are your reflections a year out from those thoughts?
Well, I continue to be inspired with the mission to reach out to any and all to work for the betterment of our society. I see a lot more people who want to do that. Yes, I think the pandemic has slowed that effort down. But once again, just because you can't be in person doesn't mean that there aren't things you can do remotely. Or even in person with appropriate distancing and other careful steps to take. So where are we a year later? Still with heavy hearts, and much work that still needs to be done.
One of the things that I found interesting, Rabbi, was to try and find things that the city could do, that the community could do, that organizations could do that would make a difference, ways to volunteer, ways to give back. And it's kind of a different approach to healing.
Yes. You know, having been through the loss of my father 3 years ago. Healing for a massacre is a totally different sort of experience. When you lose a parent, you go through different stages, as marked in the book by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross on the different stages of mourning. Mm-hmm. Do you reach a point in your life where you accept what has happened, you integrate that in your being, and you learn how to somehow move on with the physical absence of that parent, for example? But here it is, you know, nearly 2 years later, and healing is a totally different thing. I think part of that is because the reminders of October 27th continually surround us. And I think a lot of them are meant in a loving way. But for example, if you go through Squirrel Hill, you'll see all of the signs and placards, which are meant to recall. They're meant in love and affection and to comfort, but they're a constant reminder. Who is it? Some of our media people were telling us that over the past 2 years, the Tree of Life is mentioned in the news somewhere every day. So as much as you want to try to continue to heal, the reminders are always there, and sometimes that does interfere with healing, and it's not that all of that love is not appreciated. It is. It just sometimes can make it hard to heal.
It makes it hard to heal. It makes it hard to move through the healing process, because there are stages of the healing process. And unless you've tried to heal, you may not fully grasp those stages. And sometimes even if you're trying to heal, you don't necessarily get them. So I think the other thing that we tend to now associate with this period of time for our city's history is Pittsburgh stronger than hate. When you hear that now, what goes through your heart?
Well, it's a lovely phrase, but is it simply something in writing? What have we done to prove that to be true? What can we reflect upon in the past 2 years to say, aha, I see? I think Pittsburgh has the potential as a laboratory to work with meaningful partners and our neighbors to have that phrase really have traction. The question is, who are the people to do that? How do we really make that happen? It seems like a daunting task, but I'm one up for that challenge of finding the right partners to work one person at a time to just grow that so that with all of these bridges that we have in Pittsburgh, that the bridges don't let all that evil in, that it lets the good come in. That's why I say there's much work to do.
Much work to do, and that's a perfect place for us to end. And you're absolutely right. It's got to be more than just a saying on a T-shirt. It was nice when it happened, but we have to make that a reality. Rabbi Myers, thanks so much for spending this time with us today. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your leadership that you have given this entire region, and in many times, the entire nation. We appreciate you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind and generous words.
Thank you.